Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode on Let's Gist with Victoria. How are you all doing? I hope you're keeping safe and all. Well, on this episode, we won't be talking on our forthcoming election, my country's forthcoming election. I keep saying I forget that other people from different countries are listening to my podcast. My bad, I apologize. I'm talking about my country's election. Nigeria. Yes, but today's topic is actually two topics in one for this episode, rather. And the first one is on the new movie in town, the latest Netflix film produced by Linda Ikeje. Linda Ikeje is a blogger, a famous blogger in Nigeria. Well, she just produced this movie recently, and it's called Dark October. And it's a really, really good movie. It's shining the light upon jungle justice and how cruel jungle justice is. Some time ago in 2012, four young promising gentlemen from the University of Port Harcourt were wrongly accused of being criminals and armed robbers who have been terrorizing the community, and they were killed, literally stoned, machete, and beaten to death, almost death. Then to top it all, they were burnt alive with tires on their neck. It was crazy. It was devastating. I'm still searching for the actual words to use because I remember it was the whole nation heard about this. The whole nation heard about it. It wasn't just in Port Harcourt. Nigeria felt it. It was inhuman. It was so unheard of. It was almost like after the deed had been done, that's when people realized that, oh, these are human beings too. They have families. They have loved ones who would cry when they see their burnt body. I don't know. Jungle justice is crazy. It's like the Good Samaritan law. We don't have the Good Samaritan law doesn't work in my country. If you help someone who gets knocked by a car, you might be implicating yourself. If you help someone who gets shot, maybe a stray bullet or something, you will be implicating yourself because you would have to go to the police station and get a police report before the person will be treated upon. So mind you, that person might die. It's reckless. There are so many reckless laws in my country. And jungle justice, well, it's been a long time we heard about jungle justice, but we know it still happens. Like, it still happens. Somewhere I heard in Alaba Market, all this Onitsha, all these places in the East, when they catch a thief that probably stole a phone or like somebody's handbag, who should just be handed over to the police or something like that. But no, they will take laws into their hands. They'll beat them, and then burn them. Like, it's crazy. I don't know how, but it's just crazy. I don't know the word, but I don't think somebody should be burnt alive for stealing a phone. It's a gadget. It's a material thing. It will last. Like, I'm not saying stealing is good or people should steal, but we shouldn't kill ourselves for things that we could replace. Life can't be replaced. People can't be replaced. Like, you get my point? Humans, you can't bring back that person. When those four gentlemen were killed, they couldn't bring them back for their families. And there's this weird news that four of them were all first sons of their respective families. I wonder how traumatizing it was for the family to go through that. Well, everything that has a good has a bad. So there have been a few backlash on Linda Ikeje saying that some of the families were not informed before using the story, blah, blah. So now they're saying she should take it down. But in Linda's defense, she's like, they didn't need to take permission from anybody because it was a general topic out there. It was a news that was out there. In fact, her blog firsthand carried, like, her blog carried the news when it first happened, when it happened in Port Harcourt. So, like, it's a story that was out in the public. It's not like it happened in private. So, and I don't think they are getting any pay of the movie or anything. So she's like, anybody that wants to take them to court should be ready, because they would just be wasting their time and money, blah blah. I mean, Linda is a journalist, so if by any chance, she should have gone through all of this with her lawyer. So anybody that wants to sue her with this, just get your facts right, because I'm sure she has really gotten her facts cleared out and proper and prepared for something like this. So, yeah. Anyway, all in all, we should all focus on the moral of the movie, which is ending jungle justice, because the wrong people, the wrong person might and can be implicated or wrongly accused. And when the deed has been done, it can't be undone. Because when you kill the person and burn them alive for something they stole, and then find out later on that they actually didn't, that would be crazy. You can't bring them back. So then what will we do? What then would happen? Like, you get... Anyways, jungle justice is something that just needs to stop, because it's not right. It's not right. And speaking on jungle justice, so that's on that topic. The next topic I wanted to speak on, oh my God, this one, I know we've... Oh my God, and the other topic, I know we've all heard of what's happening in Turkey and Syria. It is so sad and heartbreaking to see people go through this. May God guide and protect them all. Two massive earthquakes hitting your city is not easy. Like, one at dawn when people were sleeping, and the other one when they were awake. A lot of people trapped under the rubble. As of when the whole news came out, about 2,000 people have been estimated to have died, and over 3,000 buildings collapsed, and 100,000 more people trapped under rubble. And Turkey is even more better because they have rescue teams and people in positions working. But Syria, they are going through it the most. I just pray God helps everybody. I'm not hearing all these top nations saying anything about sending in aids or funds or whatever for Turkey. It's alarming. I don't like what's happening. What's really going on? I really don't even know the words to use, but I'm really, really short of words, guys. People are really going through some very tough time. This is what you call tough time, because if you're not trapped under rubber and getting killed, the cold outside is killing them too. And what is your government doing? For high-rising buildings to be dropping like paper, what is happening? What kind of building materials are they using over there in Turkey to build? Because if your government... Okay, this is not the first radio for them. I mean, something like this happened in 1999. And since 1999, Turkey government have been taking earthquake taxes from its people. How can you take earthquake taxes from your people and still not protect them when it comes? Like, it is happening right now. And what did they do from that time when it happened last till this time? Why are buildings dropping into the ground like they are? High-rising buildings. We're talking about tall buildings that should be as firm as possible. What's happening? Do they really care about their people? Do the government really care about its people? Is the government really for the people? Because if you can't do all this to keep your people safe and protected, then why are you the government? Everybody, let's all pray for Syria because we are the masses. We are the other parts that can't really do much but talk on it. I wish we're in a position to take actions and do something. I don't know. Yeah, something at least.